This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, May 31st, brought to you by Clean Fuels Alliance America. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. This week, the trade forecast for U.S. agriculture slipped deeper into the red. Export sales stayed the same at $170.5 million, but imports were up $1.5 million. That's putting the ag trade deficit now at $32.5 billion. Well, following a recent meeting of the U.S. Meat Export Federation in Kansas City, Chairman Randy Sprunk sees signs of hope for global meat sales.
Sure, we've come through a very difficult 12 to 14 months. There's a return to profitability here, so very much an optimism. You look at the first 3 months of this year, volume's up 6%, value's up 7% here. There's still continued demand here. You know, we've expanded the sow herd in the United States over the last 5 years, and really all that expansion has gone towards exports. So I think everybody in the beef side's looking, well, when are we going to start retaining heifers and so on. So a lot of discussion and opinions on, you know, whether that's occurring right now or when that's going to be able to occur here, because that's an important aspect to think about here, too.
Sprunk is confident U.S. farmers can compete if the Biden administration and Congress can deliver a level playing field.
We do need a level playing field, and I think that's the position we just need to keep verbalizing in agriculture here. We look at the past when Korea and Colombia, two phenomenal markets that we've just shown continued growth here. We need some new markets here. I'd make reference to Vietnam. Vietnam could have been within TPP here. They're in CPTPT. We're on the outside looking in here. We're at a tariff disadvantage on our products that go into that country at a time frame when they could really use our product. Philippines would be another example. So just great opportunities for continued free trade agreements, and we just want to make sure our administration and our Congress hears that.
Pork exports this year have trended higher in volume and value. Beef exports seeing lower volumes but higher prices. Well, the upcoming AgriPulse Open Mic program will feature Chandler Gould with the National Association of Wheat Growers. Gould says they like wheat provisions that are in the proposed language from the House Ag Committee.
It continued to maintain and strengthen crop insurance. It gave us a nice bump in our PLC price up to 635, and we were asking for around 650, so we're very pleased with that. And then also continue to make sure that our conservation programs continue to be voluntary and incentive-based. It doubled the MAP and FMD funding, which had not been done in over two decades. And so really it delivered very strongly when you looked at Title I and Title II and then the crop insurance title. But
Gould, however, doesn't believe the GOP-based plan will represent the final language.
I am still very concerned if this is the actual bill that we'll end up getting once it goes across the House floor, and then, of course, we would need to deal with the Senate.
Gould says he recognizes another extension is a possibility, and that means that that policy won't reflect today's economics.
If we end up with another extension, no, the current Title I no longer is an adequate safety net, because the cost of operation, the cost of production has gone up across the board, across all commodities. And so we would definitely need these changes that are in the House bill. But if you kick the can and extend it into 2025.
Gould says failure to write a new farm bill this year may send policymakers back to the drawing board.
If you kick the can and extend it into 2025, my projection right now is that you'll be starting completely over with a brand new farm bill. I don't know who's going to control the Senate. I think there's a decent chance that the Republicans lose the House.
Finally, there may be a shift in Chinese commodity buying patterns. China's flagship food group, COFCO International, this week landing its first cargo of deforestation-free soybeans. Industry players say this is a milestone for a country that has prioritized price over sustainability in its farm imports. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Clean Fuels Alliance America. Have you listened to the Better, Cleaner, Now podcast? Clean Fuels Alliance America is connecting you to experts who take you behind the scenes to learn the latest on biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel. Don't miss the testimonials and opportunities for farmers. The benefits keep growing. Subscribe and listen today to the Better, Cleaner, Now podcast. Available wherever you get podcasts. Better, Cleaner, Now. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.